omen of vengeance. From the Old Testament, we unfold the tragedy and triumph of a woman who sacrificed a great love to save her people from destruction. Judith.
My father had always told me about Jerusalem, the holy city where Solomon had raised the temple and King David had sat in justice. For him, as a boy, it had been the capital of a devout and God-fearing people. But times had changed, and Jerusalem with them. The streets were filled now with strangers from many lands, and temples to their gods stood on every corner. Manish, my father's younger brother, had become a court official and had even taken an Egyptian wife. His house startled me, for it was filled with images of idols and animal-headed gods. At first, Manish was a little perplexed how to explain his new position to his country brother.
Nebat, my dear brother. Come, come, let me embrace you.
Manish, is it really you?
A little fatter, a little older, but the same Manish. Oh, my God. Poor brother, how you must have suffered. Oh, when will the Jews learn to accept defeat gracefully?
I fought to defend my wife, and the Babylonians call this rebellion.
Aye, and they put out your eyes. Well, Babylonian justice has never been noted for much compassion. Why you'd attack a Babylonian to defend a woman, I shall never know.
Manish, this was Sarah, my wife.
Yes, I know you were devoted to Sarah, but after all, she's just a woman.
Sarah was so shamed by what had happened to her and so grief-stricken at my punishment that she took her own life.
All these dramatic gestures. What are they supposed to mean? What will they prove in the end?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Manish, my brother.
You've been living too long in Bethulia. Bethulia could be the end of the world.
Are you trying to tell me that I should have allowed the Babylonians to molest my wife?
Nebat, whenever you have soldiers in a community, you have... Well, you have disagreements of this nature. It's only natural. One should take a reasonable attitude, that's all.
Is this my brother speaking?
You have lived in the country far too long. But this is Jerusalem, Nebat.
The holy city.
It's been 30 years since you walked the streets of Jerusalem, my brother. And in 30 years, a great many things can happen.
But this is still the heart of the Jewish people.
Jerusalem and the Jews must learn to live with other people. How do you think we're going to survive with Egypt in the south and Babylon in the north if we're going to remain rigid and uncompromising? I have acquired a quality which has long been foreign to the Jews. And do you know what it is, Nebat? It is this. Simply this. Tolerance.
But if we forsake our God, then God will forsake us.
I am a good Jew, don't doubt it. But I am not going to spit when I walk past the temple of someone else's god.
This is blasphemy.
Nebat, you see things in black and white. I know that life on the whole is gray. Now look, you are here in my house and I expect you to behave as my brother, not like some inquisitor or judge. For instance, I have married again.
But Deborah is still alive.
Of course she's alive and as bad-tempered as ever. She lives with her parents.
You sent her away?
Nebat. Deborah was a good and suitable wife when I was a young merchant. She worked hard and helped build up the business. But then I began to receive favors at court. I had to mix with society. Now, how could I present Deborah to company like that?
Company like what?
Oh, court society. Foreign ambassadors, merchants from other cities.
So you married again?
Her name is Lila.
That is not a Jewish name.
She is Egyptian.
But she has taken our faith.
Oh, no, 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 she has not. And may I remind you once more that I believe in tolerance. even if you do not.
I cannot remain in this house.
Oh! So that is going to be your attitude, is it? Well, I think it's time we forgot about the civilities and spoke of the hard facts. Now, you say that you don't wish to remain here.
How can I? I am a devout Jew.
How much money have you?
I have none.
What friends have you in Jerusalem?
If this is Jerusalem, then I have no friends here.
Precisely. I was going to point that out. I was hardly looking forward to presenting you as my brother. Don't you realize that I've risked my own safety by giving you shelter? After all, you've been charged with open rebellion by the Babylonians.
If I have to beg in the streets, I shall.
You will remain here.
I shall find refuge in the temple.
I doubt if you'll be welcome there. The high priest has openly pledged his support to Babylon.
Oh, God, what will you do to this city? How will you avenge such wickedness?
Oh, there you go. Wickedness, vengeance. The sort of talk which has made the Jews a hated race. You are my brother, Nabat, and I shall do all I can to help you. But I am not going to let you embarrass me.
I shall return to the desert.
You'll have a room here at the back of the house. You can spend all day and all night in it, if that's your wish. But I am not going to have you wandering around Judea.
What greater shame can be visited on my house than this?
Consider yourself fortunate, Nabat. As for my niece Judith...
Do not speak of her.
She is young, attractive. I shall do my best to arrange a good match for her. In fact, yes. In fact, I think I know someone who might fancy her now. Yes. you know, Nabat, I may even bless the day you came here with Judith.
Don't you feel better now, Judith?
I couldn't wear a dress like this.
But it's one of my favorite gowns.
Don't stand there gaping and gasping for air like a fish on a riverbank. It may be a little full, but all you have to do is pull in the belt and fasten it more tightly. Come here.
Lila, one can see through this dress.
Naturally.
If a woman wore a dress like this in Bethulia, she would be...
an evil person.
Yes.
You poor little country mouse. I have dresses which are just a wisp of gauze fastened with a jeweled pin.
Why be ashamed of your body?
If I had legs like yours, I would want to show them off.
Why?
So men would look at them.
This is wrong.
Oh, don't be absurd. You must forget these notions. Don't be such a prude.
Please. I know it's wrong to dress like this.
Oh, very well. You can place a shawl over it until you get accustomed to our way of dress. What a strange creature you are, Judith.
I can't believe that this is really Jerusalem and that this is my uncle's house.
What did you expect? Something like Bethulia, only a little larger?
I imagine so.
Let me tell you a secret, dear. When I look at Jerusalem, I remember Thebes. And then Jerusalem seems like a village to me.
I must see if my father is comfortable.
Oh, your father will be resting. After all, he's had a long journey.
You mustn't worry so much about him. Who else will look after him if I don't?
People must learn to look after themselves.
This is not the way of our people. We are taught to honor our parents and care for the aged.
You really mustn't speak so solemnly, Judith. You sound like an old lady.
Everything I've been brought up to believe...
is not necessarily the only truth.
I don't know what to
think.
Oh,
what a charming young lady. turn around, Judith, and let me look at you.
Aren't you proud of your niece, Manish?
She could almost be Egyptian. She was so beautiful, so lovely.
I think there's a great future for this girl.
I'm sure of it. I'm sorry for old Nabat, but I would be even more unhappy to hear of Judith buried in Bethulia.
It was my home, Uncle Manish.
Why don't you go upstairs to the roof? You can look out over the whole of Jerusalem. We have a splendid view.
The stairs over there, my dear. Through the archway.
Thank you, Uncle Manish. You've been very kind.
Oh, there was no need to get rid of her, Manish. I find her quite enchanting. Such a solemn little soul. And did you ever see such enormous eyes?
Yes. I wanted to talk to you alone.
I'm always happy to be alone with you, Manish.
Oh, what a woman you are, Leela. Now. I mustn't forget what I was going to say. That old fool Nabat has almost driven me to distraction. This talk of blasphemy and turning away from God.
Oh, he won't annoy either of us. What harm can a blind man do?
Exactly. No. No, it's Judith who has given me an idea.
With beauty like hers, she should be able to marry well.
What of Prince Jorgen? Or am I aiming too high for my pretty niece?
Manish, one day your fame will be sung throughout the length and breadth of Israel.
Judith, as queen of Judea. If we're lucky, it may come to pass.
When you hear the gong, the time will be 7 o'clock.
Ceylon tea is tasty. Have a cup of pure Ceylon tea.